A most simple unit of this kind is called sugu. That is a simple continuity of one tone.
I see. It's a note that is held.
Yes.
A single pitch that is held.
That's right. Something like this.
Is this always a very long note?
Yes, it's pretty long. It's, I think, will last about 2 seconds,
uh-huh.
or sometimes more. And strange thing is that this tone will come almost always on the tone of Q, that is the basic tone,
oh.
and gives the stable impression
yes.
in the chant.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is called yuri, meaning shake. That is very unique in shomyo.
Shake seems to imply a two-note unit.
That's right. It is the shift or leap from one note to the second and go like wave,
uh-huh.
like this.
I noticed in the singing of the chants tremendous vocal control on these units, an evenness of breath and quality.
Yes. Well, the most active and dynamic kind of shake is used mostly in rikkyoku or ritsen, the second kind of scales.
Oh, yes.
That's the melodic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the evidences that the...
That's the more aggressive one.
That yes, that's
about.
Right. And in case of ryokyoku, the first kind, they use delicate and slow wave.
Uh-huh.
Well, another example is... I may call it sliding, but I don't know what that word implies in Western music.
Well, this last one had a kind of some portamento feature.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more evident in the third one?
Well, it's something like this.
I see. And so this is a two-note unit, but it's a
sliced down.
Yes, from one to the other. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
However, this doesn't stand alone. This is almost always combined with other sound units. And another example is very similar to shake, but it's more choppy, and it's almost like a trill, a vibration. And this is used almost always in rikkyoku, the second kind of scales.
Yes, that's similar to a Western trill that starts slowly and
mm-hmm.
speeds up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last one, the fifth one, as an example, I can give a sound unit called dropping. That is kyokasage in Japanese. This really drops, sometimes one octave.
Oh. Similar to the other portamento, but a much wider range?
Yes, it's very much wider, and this is used in the kind of scales that comes between ryokyoku and rikkyoku. So here's also the connection with tones, I mean, scales and the melody.
The example, Sorai Kada, that you played,
yes,
seemed to have this kind
yes,
of figure.
Yes, it also includes this particular technique. And I have here gave only 5 examples of a single sound unit or single melodic unit. However, there are 30 more of these.
Oh.
And 2 of these will be combined in 40 different ways and makes double sound unit. And 2 examples of these will be first called yuri age. That will start with shake and then go up.
Oh, that's a very attractive one.
Mm-hmm. And the other one will be... So this is the combination of bending. That means go up and then sliding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these are the examples of double sound unit. And 3 of these single sound units will be combined in 28 different ways. And here I can give you one example. This is the combination of bending, going up, sliding down, and then bending up.
And this would be considered as a melodic unit in itself.
That's right. And this is the very characteristic of shōmyō. And these sort of sound units gave great influence in other Japanese chants. And the one thing I have to stress here is the best singer in shōmyō is not the best singer in Western opera. The quality of voice does not matter, at least the beauty of voice, at least in the Western sense, doesn't count very much. But this melodic unit, how the singer follows this melody, is what it counts.
Is there a particular idealistic quality that would characterize shōmyō chanting in relation to Western vocal production that you can think of?
I think it's the control of the voice. I might call it a restrained beauty. Most of the Japanese arts are not very free, but it's restrained in a way, and this makes a certain peculiar beauty. If you look at the Japanese pottery and things like that, they're not shining as most of the Western pottery, but they have beauty which is concealed under the surface. I think this beauty in shōmyō will also be applied for this sort of examples.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering now, you say that there are 1, 2, and 3 note units. Does this represent all of the melodic combinations?
Well, sometimes 4 of these are combined, yes, to be exact, in 16 different ways. And unfortunately, I can't give you any example here.
And this is a very systematic type of theory, isn't it?
Yes.
To have precise numbers of combinations.
Mm-hmm. And in singing these unit combinations, they control their loudness naturally, and so the loudness may not be shown in the text, but they control the loudness according to these combinations of sound units, and the shōmyō chant consists of these sound units.
I'm sure that we'd like to hear a shōmyō chant just from the point of view of listening to these sound figures and hearing them in their combinations, Katsumasa.
Yes, here's an interesting piece that will tell the best of the shōmyō, which I recorded in Senyuji Temple. This temple belongs to a Shingon sect. That is different from Tendai sect. And in this temple, they use the oldest musical notation and oldest, most traditional way of chant. And this temple is preserved very well because of the protection by the court, Japanese emperor. And here is a piece called Komyō Shingon. This is the chant that consists of true words. And it is believed that if you repeat listening to the same chant 275 times, then you become free from all the dirt you have in your mind and will go to paradise when you pass away.
I see. This is a purification then, mm-hmm. through repetition of this
That's
chant.
Right. Oh.
Those of you who enjoyed the previous program may find value in the new series on religion in Japanese history, which starts this evening at 11 p.m. on KPFK. This evening, Mr. Joseph Kitagawa talks on Emperor, Shaman, and Priest. That's 11 p.m. this evening on KPFK for the first program in a short series on religion in Japanese history. Your FM receiver is tuned to KPFK, 90.7 megacycles in Los Angeles, the non-commercial listener-sponsored station, broadcasting with 110,000 watts of power.